们再背一遍好不好？
Let's recite one more time.
我刚刚听你们背得很大声了，所以我想大概越短越方越容易哈。
I think I heard you very loudly. Maybe the shorter, the easier to remember.
好，我们一起来，马太福音五章四十八节。所以你们要完全，像你们的天父完全一样。好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们来到你面前，我们要感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we come before you. We want to thank you.
我们能够来到你面前，是因为你独生爱子的缘故。
The only reason we can come before you is because of your beloved Son.
那我们今天能够真的是用心灵和诚实来敬拜你。
So that we may worship you in truth and in spirit.
我们也求你自己的圣灵在我们心里面动工，让我们能够明白你的话。
So may your spirit work within us so that we may understand your words.
我们不但记住。
Not only we understand, believe.
我们也是看过之后就不会忘记。
It's we can also looking forward to.
就好像看镜子一样。
As if we were looking at a mirror.
我们不是看见走后就忘了。
So we do not look at it and forget about it.
那是我们听到你的话。
As we listen to your words.
我们有什么地方有缺点的，有什么地方不对的，我们愿意真的是照着你的话能够改进。
If there are things we are weak, if there are things who are not correct, so that we may improve according to your words.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们讲马太福音讲了很久啊。
We've been preaching on the book of Matthew for quite a while.
我不晓得你们大概也忘记了前面的啊。
Maybe you have forgotten what we have talked about.
不过没有关系。
That doesn't matter.
那今天呢，我们要等于是说从第五章第三节开始，一直到这个地方，我们有一个总结。
So today, from the third verse of chapter 5 to here, we have a conclusion.
他告诉我们，因为他第一句话他说，所以你们要完全。
He says that therefore you be perfect.
所以他前面一定是讲了很多事情，对不对？
Because this means he has spoke many things in the past.
而且他让我们也看见了很多事情。
He also let us see many things.
他不但让我们看见了我们应该是什么样子。
Not only we saw what we look like.
这就是我们前面讲的八福，对不对？
That was the eight beatitudes.
他就是告诉我们什么样的人是有福的。
He tells us who are the people that are blessed.
然后他又告诉我们，我们是盐，是光。
And then he told us we are salt and light.
盐是神他设立的。
Salt was established by God.
那么灯呢，也是他点的。
And the light was lighted by God.
所以这就是他怎么看我们。
So this is how he looked at us.
然后接下去他就告诉我们律法的事情。
Then he told us about the law.
他告诉我们律法他来不是要废掉。
He told us he did not come to abolish the law.
他是要成全这个律法。
He comes to fulfill the law.
然后他就用了六个例子。
Then he gives six examples.
让我们看见到底神是什么意思。
So,Let us see the meaning of God.
那么今天呢，我们的经文呢，我们在念的时候，我们从这个第四十六节哈，他说：“你们若单爱那爱你们的人，他说你们若单请你们弟兄的安。”
So today from verse 6, if you love those who love you only, and if you greet only those your brothers.
然后他说有什么赏赐呢
？So what?Reward are you going to have?
那跟其他的人有什么差别呢
？So how are you different from other people?
弟兄姐妹，这是很清楚的一句话哈。
This is very clear.
他就是让我们知道我们是跟别的人是不一样的。
He wants tells us that we are different from others.
当然，很可惜，我们很多时候基督徒在这个世界上，人家也看不出来我们跟他们有什么差别。
You know, it's a pity that in the world people cannot tell us.Is different from others.
特别是跟我们很熟悉的人
especially those who are familiar with us.
特别是跟我们很亲近的人
or those who are intimate.
很容易让我们看出来，很容易让他们看出来，我们跟他们到底有没有不同
They can easily see if we are any different from them.
所以很多时候有很多人跟我讲，他说：“哦，你是牧师啊。”他说：“我不是很羡慕，一定要成为基督徒。”
Then he says, "Somebody tells me, 'Oh, you are the pastor. That I don't know if you can make me a.'"
他不是很羡慕做一个基督徒。
He does not envy me as a Christian.
那我问他，我说为什么呢
？I ask him why.
哦，他说我们很多朋友啊，让我看起来做基督徒没有什么差别。
So I have many friends, they are Christian, but as I see it, not much different from us.
今天我们要看一个神的主耶稣的命令。
Today we're going to see a commitment from the Lord.
就是你们要完全。
So you should be perfect.
那么前面他告诉我们，他说你们若单爱那爱你们的人，那么税吏也是这样子做。
So if you only love those who love you, wouldn't the tax collector do the same?
他说：“你们若只请那些人的安，那些因为那些人也请你们的安，那么你们跟这个不信的人有什么差别呢
？”So if you only greet those who greet you, then how are you different from those pagans?
这是主耶稣讲的话。
This is what our Lord Jesus said.
如果我们真的是这样子
，If we're truly like this,
我们跟不信的人没什么差别。
We're not any different from the pagans.
人家在我们身上看不出来有我们常常讲的，我们里面有一个新的生命。
They cannot see the new life in us.
我常常有时听人家讲说，哇，你那某某人，他比基督徒还好。
Oftentimes I hear people say so and so are better than the Christians.
或者是说某某人。真的是很好他在这个社会上做了很多的善事
Or say so and so who are really good who have done many good things in the society
那么基督徒是不是不要做呢
So as a Christian do they not do it?
基督徒要做
We need to do it
而且要超过他们
And we need to do better than them
那么在这里之前他就告诉我们说要爱你的仇敌 要为他们祷告
Before this, he taught us to love our enemies and pray for our enemies.
主耶稣让我们看见这些税吏、这些外邦人，他们也是为人家就是说爱别人。
So the Lord taught us to see the tax collectors and all the Gentiles. They also love people.
但是他们不会爱他们的仇敌。
But they do not know how to love their enemy.
所以。主耶稣在这里告诉我们说：“你们要完全。”
That's why the Lord Jesus told us to be perfect.
像你们的天父完全一样。
Like your heavenly Father is perfect.
弟兄姐妹，如果我问你
，If I ask you, brothers and sisters,
你有没有想过？他说：“天父是完全。”你有没有想过什么意思
？Have you ever thought what it meant by saying the heavenly Father is perfect?
有没有想过
？Have you thought about it？
我想我们很多时候我们很难去想象
，Oftentimes very difficult to imagine，
因为我们从来没有看过一个完全的人是什么样子。
We have never seen，
我们连人都没有看过。
We have never seen a perfect person。
如果有一个完全的人的话
，If there is a perfect，
我是说人哈
，A man，
我告诉你，你会很受不了他的。
Then you cannot understand him，
是不是？美国人常常讲是一种反面的话，他说 "He is too perfect."
有的人常常用一种反问的句说，这个人太完全了，
太完全了 ，too perfect for me.
他说对我来说太完全了。
你跟在他面前，你没有办法的，你没有办法跟他相处的。
I cannot do it with him.
所以我们从这些圣经里面，我们就会去想到，在旧约里面，为什么人看到神会死掉？
So we know in the Old Testament, why do people when they see God, they're going to die?
因为他的那个完全是我们受不了的。
Because we cannot sustain His perfect.
所以我们从圣经上，我们真的是没有办法从正面的去了解神的完全是什么意思。
So we cannot completely understand the meaning of God's perfect.
我们只能从负面的去了解。
We can only understand from a negative.
比方说，我们就晓得哦，他是。他不是怎么样，他不是怎么样，他不是怎么样。
We can only think what he's not.
这就是我们只能从负面，这是反面的去了解。
This we try to understand from negative perspective.
这还不够的。
But that's not enough.
但是主耶稣他告诉我们说，他说你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。
So the Lord Jesus told us to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect.
神是完全的。
God is perfect.
但是我们没有一个人可以像他一样完全。
But none of us can be like him as perfect.
这是他的标准。
This is his standard.
因为你们他的标准就是这样，他就是这个标准。
So God is the standard.
那我们怎么办？
Then what can we do?
我不知道你们怎么想啊。
I don't know what you're thinking.
但是我自己常常在想，我没有办法像他那个样子完全。
But I'm thinking I cannot be as perfect as the way he is.
那我们怎么办呢？
Then what can I do?
弟兄姐妹，我请你看一段圣经，是在彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn our book to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章啊。
1 Peter chapter 1.
当然在这里呢，特别是从第十三节开始呢，他是讲到说神的圣洁哈。
From verse 13, it talk about the holiness of God.
一样的，我们没有办法想象神的圣洁是什么样。
Similarly, we cannot imagine what God's holiness.
我们只能想象，只能想象哇，好像画片里面画的，穿个白衣服，那个全身发光。
We can only think in terms of how it was portrayed in the picture, in white clothes and shines.
那只是一部分而已。那只是一部分而已。
That was just a part of it.
我们没有办法，真的是没有办法完全的想象。
We cannot completely.
圣洁的神是什么样子
？We cannot completely under what looks like a holy God.
那么我们也做不到他的标准。
We cannot achieve his standard.
啊，我们怎么办呢
？Then what can we do?
我们看一下彼得前书第一章哈，第一章在这个地方，他在特别是到了第二十三节。
Especially in chapter 1 of 1 Peter,
我们一起从二十三节念到二十五节，好不好
？We'll read together from verse 23 to 25.
我们一起来念。
Let's read.
你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。因为凡有血气的，尽都如草，它的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。唯有主的道是永存的，所传给你们的福音就是这道。在这里，彼得他让我们看见，就是有两个不同的种子。
There, Peter told us there are two different kinds of seeds.
一个种子是会坏的
，the one that's perishable.
一个种子是不会坏的
，the other one is imperishable.
他说我们蒙了重生，就是讲说我们已经信了主耶稣的人。
For those who are believers of our Lord Jesus,
我们里面有一个种子，这个种这个 seed， 我们里面有一个种子在我们里面。
There is a seed in us.
这是因为神活泼长存的道。
Because of the living, capable words of the Lord.
你记不记得这个主耶稣讲的撒种的比喻的时候？
Do you remember the parable of the sower?
他那个地方讲到种子就是神的道。
It says the seed is the words of the Lord.
那么我们信了主之后，我们里面有一个这个种子是不会坏的。
So after we become believer, we have an imperishable seed in us.
你们有没有看过种子啊
？Have you seen a seed?
你们知不知道那个种子是什么样的树，或者是什么样的花的种子
？Do you know what kind of tree or what kind of flower is that seed of?
这个春天快到了，是不是啊
？Spring is coming.
Hopefully, 哈，这个冬天已经过去了。
希望 the whole winter.
那么我们中间有的人可能你就会开始要想要种花了，是不是啊
？Maybe some will start thinking about the planting flowers.
那么你就去买了一些花种
，so you bought some seeds.
你就看那个包装纸上面写告诉你。印了很漂亮的花在那个地方。
So the package has a beautiful flower printed on it.
然后你就想到说，嗯，我要种这种花。
Yeah, I want to plant this flower.
所以你就把那个种子买回来了。
So you brought the seed.
你就把你后院的有一块地，就把它松了之后。
So you loosen the grounds in your backyard.
把石头都剪开了。
And pick up all the stones.
然后你就下了一点肥。
And then you fertilize it.
而且你照着这个包装纸上面的这个告诉你该怎么做。
And then you, according to the instructions printed.
然后你就把那个种子撒下去了。
Then you plant the seeds.
你为什么会这样子做呢？
Why would you do this?
因为你相信那个种子是会长出来的。
Because you believe that seed can grow.
如果那个种子是坏掉的。
If that's a perishable seed,
那么你知道那个花是不会长出来的。
You know there won't be no flowers grow from.
所以我们种下去之后，春天来了，夏天来了，然后你就一直浇水，一直浇水，你就发现没有任何的东西长出来。
So when you planted and started watering it after the spring and summer, nothing grows from it.
你就在想说这个种子一定是坏的。
So you think this seed.Must be perished.
当我们重生了之后
，When we were born again,
神已经把一个不会朽坏的种子放在我们的里面。
God has planted in us the imperishable seed.
那个种子就是神的生命。
That seed has the life of God.
那个种子。一定会长的。
And that seed will definitely grow.
你知道，我们没有一个人可以像神一样完全。
No one can be as perfect as God.
只有神的儿女才能够像他完全。
Only God's children can be as perfect.
因为神的儿女有他的性情在里面。
The children of God has His attributes in it.
所以弟兄姐妹，神的标准就是在那个地方。
So we know the standard of God is there.
他要求我们要像他一样完全。
He requires us to be as perfect as Him.
神呢，神跟我们人不一样。
God is different from us.
我们做父母有的时候会要求我们的儿女，不能说完全哈，但是我会要求他们说：“哎呀，你不可以撒谎，你不可以做这个，你不可以做那个。”
We as parents, we often telling our children, we shouldn't do this, shouldn't do that.
但是我们自己都做不到。
No, I turn this off. There's an echo.
Oh. 没问题。但是我们自己都做不到。
But we cannot do it ourselves.
然后我们看我们的儿女也做不到。
And we say our children, they cannot do it.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们没有办法让他们做得到。
Because we cannot, no, we do not know how to make them do it.
只有是，但是我们跟神之间的关系就不一样了。
But our relationship with God is different.
神已经把他所有他的我都不知道该怎么形容啊！它是一个种子里面，我们就想种子好了。一个种子里面什么东西都有了。
I just think about a seed. Within the seed, it has everything.
它将来要长成什么样的植物
？What kind of plant is
it? 什么样的花
？What kind of flower?
什么样的果子
？What kind of fruits?
通通都已经在里面了。
It's already in it.
神也是这样子对我们。
God is the same way.
当我们重生的时候，他已经把所有的东西都放在我们里面了。
When we are born again, He has put everything inside.
所以他在要求我们要完全像他完全一样。
That's why He requires to be as perfect as He.
我自己常常在想，如果说他不给我们这些东西，
Well, I was thinking if He doesn't give us such.
他要求我们要完全。
When He requires to be perfect.
他是害我们。
Then He was doing damage to us.
但是神是爱我们的。
But God loves us.
他要求我们像他完全一样。
He requires us as.
所以他把那个可以使我们完全的那个种子放在我们里面。
So He has already planted a seed that can make us perfect in us.
你唯一需要做的就是让它成长。
So the only thing you need to do is let it grow.
你在店子里面买了花种回来放在院子里面。
The seed you bought from the store, you put plant.
你必须要去浇水的。
You must water.
你必须要去施肥的。
You must fertilize.
然后它长出来之后，你还是要继续的浇灌，你继续的施肥。
So as it grows, you continue to fertilize.
它到了一定的时间，它就会开花，它就会结果。
And to the time, it will bear fruit. It will open up flower.
弟兄姐妹，这就是生命。
So brother said, "This is life."
当我们信了主耶稣之后，神已经把他的生命放在我们里头。
When we become a believer, God has put His life in us.
就像一个种子一样
，just like a seed.
里面我们所需要成长的，我们所需要任何的东西，全部都在里面。
Whatever we need, all the things we need are in it.
我们唯一要做的就是要浇灌，就是要让它生长。
So the only thing we need to do.Is we need to fertilize and to water and make it grow.
所以圣经上让我们看见，我们要成完全，这是一个过程。
So the Bible teaches to be perfect is a process.
神给我们的标准很高。
God gave us a high standard.
他自己就是那个标准。
He is the standard.
他要我们非得要像他一样。
He wants us to be just like him.
但是就是从我们人看来，好像是没有办法达到的。
But from our point of view, it seems difficult to reach.
但是因为他借着主耶稣在我们身上所成就的事情。
But because what he has done on us through our Lord Jesus.
所以我们知道我们可以有一天可以像他。
So we know that in one day we can be like him.
当然我们在这个地上只要有一天我们有肉体我们的身体还在的话我们就没有办法达到那个程度
So as long as we are our old body is still in this world we cannot be like him
这是一个过程
This is a process
所以约翰写约翰一书的时候
So when John in his first
他在第三章的时候他说你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱使我们得称为神的儿女我们也真是他的儿女世人所以不认识我们是因为曾认识他亲爱的弟兄啊我们现在是神的儿女将来如何还未显明但我们知道主若显现我们必要向他因为必得见他的真体凡向他有这指望的就洁净自己像他洁净一样这是在约翰一书第三章从第一节一直到第三节
This is from 1 John chapter 3 verses 1-3
神已经使我们成为他的儿女
God has made us his children
他说我们也真的是他的儿女因为我们里面有他的生命在
And we are truly His children because we do have His life in us.
所以我们知道将来有一天我们一定会像他完全一样。
So we know one day we'll be just like Him.
但是在现在呢，我们就有一颗心，我们就借着信心，我们在这个世界上走这一条完全成圣的道路。
So we walk on this a perfect sanctification process.By faith.
所以这就是神奇妙的工作。
So this is the wonderful work of God.
只有凭着信心走这一条路。
We can only walk this journey by faith.
不是凭着我们眼睛所看到的。
Not because what we can see.
所以我们现在就来想一下，那么我们在这个世界上，我们应该做什么呢
？So let's think, what can we do in this world?
刚才我们讲到说浇水啊，是不是啊
？Like watering.
是什么意思呢
What does it mean?
首先第一件事情我们必须要知道我们那个神已经把这个生命放在我们里头
First we need to know God has already put that life in us
我们要知道它是完全的
We'll know that's perfect
所以保罗当他听见以弗所教会的人信主的时候他就为他们祷告
So when Paul heard that the Ephesians become believers, he prayed for them.
他祷告的内容是什么呢
？What did he pray?
他就希望他们能够真正的知道神。
So he prayed them to truly know God.
真正的认识神。
They truly to.
当你认识神的时候，你才知道你自己是多么的贫穷。
So when you know God, then you know how poor.
当你从圣经上面看见神。 或者是借着主耶稣看见神的时候，你才知道你自己是破产的，在灵命上面是破产的。
So only through Jesus we can, when we see God, we know we are spiritually bankrupt.
在道德上也是破产的。
So we are all morally bankrupt.
这是跟神来比较。
Is that when we compare ourselves with God?
这就是我们所说的虚心的人有福了。
That's why we saw that for those who are poor in spirit.
第二件事情我们能够做的。
The second thing we can do.
在希伯来书第五章第十四节。
In the book of Hebrews.
第五章十四节。
5:14.
他说唯独长大成人的，这个地方就是说完全哈，唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练得通达，就能分辨好歹了。在这里他告诉我们说要常常的去操练。
Here he says we need to often discipline ourselves.
我们要常常的去看神他的完全。
We often see the perfect.
然后我们看见我们自己是多么的贫穷。
Then we shall see how poor we are.
所以我们才能够到他的面前来向他求。
That's why we can come before him and ask.
我们要经常的做这些事情。
We need to do this constantly.
弟兄姐妹，决定不是只有我们在主日崇拜的时候。
Not only when we do this in our worship.
我们每天每时每刻都要操练这件事情。
We need to discipline ourselves every day, every moment.
接下去我们要忍耐。
Then we need to have patience.
你记不记得主耶稣讲了撒种的比喻说，最后一种才会结果子，就是要在主里面忍耐等候的。
So the last one in the parable of the sower that can bear fruit is the one who wait in the Lord.
那么雅各书第一章第四节，我念给你们听啊。他说：“但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备。”毫无缺欠，他在这里告诉我们说，忍耐也会让我们变得完全。
So in James chapter 1, it says, only by being patient can make us perfect.
这个不是只有一天的事情。
It's not one day's work.
这个不是只有一个月的事情。
It's not a month's work.
这个是我们整个一生在这个世界上的时候的事情。
That is our entire life on this world.
我们在这个地上主耶稣告诉我们说要完全像天父完全一样。
They told us we need to be perfect as our heavenly Father.
不只是只为了我自己。
Not only for myself.
我们也是为了教会，也是教会成长的目标。
This also is the purpose of the growth of the church.
在以弗所书第四章那边告诉我们。
In Ephesians chapter 4.
神为我们预备了这些所谓的。有恩赐的哈，有使徒，有先知，有传福音，有牧师和教师，还有各式各样的恩赐的人。
And the Lord has prepared us for all the people with different gifts, such as teachers and pastors.
他的目的是什么呢？是要
成 What's the purpose of it?
是要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人。满有基督长成的身量。
So the purpose is that so we can grow to the image of Jesus as a completely growing.
不是只有你一个人，不是只有我一个人。
It's not just my one person, myself.
是整个教会的。
It's the entire church.
所以我们每个礼拜在这里聚会。
So every day, every Sunday, we gather here.
然后每个礼拜五晚上，我们在一起聚会。
And every Friday night, we worship together.
不但我们自己要像神一样完全。
Not only we ourselves need to be perfect.
我们也要帮助我们自己旁边的弟兄姐妹，让他们也能够一样的，能够像神一样完全。
We need to also help our brothers and sisters that are alongside to be perfect as God.
在哥罗西书那边讲到有一个人叫做以巴弗哈。
In the book of Colossians, there was a person by the name Epaphras.
他就为他们祷告，他就为教会祷告。
He prayed for the church.
他为教会祷告，他祷告的内容是什么呢？
What was the prayer?
第四章第十二节哈，他说：“由你们那里的人做基督耶稣仆人的以巴弗问你们安，他在祷告之间常为你们竭力的祈求，愿你们在神一切的旨意上得以完全。”
So in the prayer that says Epaphras, who is one of you and a servant of Christ Jesus, says greetings. He is always wrestling in prayer for you.
我们不但要彼此的勉励。
Not only we need to encourage each other.
这也是我们祷告的目标。
This is the purpose.
祷告的内容。
This is the content of our prayer.
就是教会要在神的面前完全。
That the church should be perfect before God.
不是只有你一个人。
Not just one person.
我们来到这个教会，我们不是独来独往。
We need to come here all by ourselves.
我们要跟弟兄姐妹一起成长。
We need to grow together with our brothers.
我们有一个目标。
We have a purpose.
就是教会在他的面前完全。
So the church will be perfect before him.
当然，我刚才讲过，我们在这个地上，我们不可能真的是变成完全的。
On this earth, we can never become perfect.
因为我们没有脱离我们这个肉身。
Because we have not depart from this body.
但是我们知道，当我们信主的时候，他已经把一个不会朽坏的种子放在我们里面。
But we know, as we believe, he has put the seeds of imperishable in us.
我们有信心。
We have faith.
那个种子会成长。
That seed will grow.
会发芽。
Will
spur. 会开花。
Will blossom.
会结果子。
And it will bear fruit.
这就是神的恩典。
That is grace of God.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的主耶稣，我们满心的感谢你。
Oh, the Lord Jesus who loves us, we thank you wholeheartedly.
我们过去很多时候我们不认识你。
There's so many times we do not know you.
我们真的是在你面前立下一个心志。
We wanted to determine in before you.
你让我多活一天，我就更多认识你。
So you will let me know you even more.
直到见你面的日子。
Until the day we meet you again.
不但是我自己。
Not only myself.
我也要跟我旁边的弟兄姐妹一起成为完全。
I will become perfect together with all my brothers and sisters alongside me.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray the holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.